Doom do 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 do. Doom do 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 do. Hi, plant friends. Welcome to episode 88 of
Bloom and Grow Radio.
Hi, my sweet plant friends. I hope you are doing well. I am currently recording this episode from my bedroom because Billy and I are isolating, quarantined in our 500 square foot apartment, and he's on a conference call. So I posted about it on Instagram this week, but one of the funny adjustments for us is learning how to both run our businesses in such a small place. So all of my interviews and podcast episodes are being recorded from my bed. So I'm super cozy coming at you from Long Island City, day 17 or 18 of quarantine. Now I've unfortunately lost count. Billy and I both lost our sense of smell and sense of taste last week, so we are pretty sure that we are probably carriers of COVID. That is a symptom for asymptomatic people. So we are really doing our due diligence to stay inside, wear masks, protect. We're fine, but protect those around us that we could potentially get sick. My mom has started her garden, and my siblings, when my sister and her boyfriend went home, and Billy and I haven't been able to because we're nervous that we're carriers. And my mom has started her garden, and it has been so hard for me not to go home and garden with my mom right now. But I'm just taking that energy and throwing it into our house plants. So plant friends, it's a little bit of a scary time right now, and I really oscillate between being so fed up about talking about corona and COVID and this pandemic and how it's affecting, but then also I'm having these moments of complete overwhelming gratitude and awe watching our community and our society respond to this crazy time. I mean, we are living in times that are completely unprecedented. You know, our kids, this period of time is going to be in our kids' history books, and we're living through it. And at least for my generation, we haven't lived through something like this. So I'm kind of standing in awe, and I am really committed to trying and finding the silver linings. And when I say this, my plant friends, I also just want to say I'm here for you, and wherever you're at and however you're taking this pandemic and time, you are 100% allowed to be mad, to be angry, to be sad, to be productive, to be unproductive. You can do whatever you want. But I just want to let you know, when I'm saying that I'm committing to finding the silver lining, I just want to let you know that it is not for lack of bad things. I lost a big performing job. I was going to be performing in a really fancy show in New York City that got canceled due to New York City being shut down. If you listened to Pause with Plants, you heard me say that I like cried for 6 hours straight and drank a bottle of wine in my bathtub that night. So I've really experienced every aspect of this virus hitting New York City. Number one, I'm in New York City, which is like the freaking epicenter of it. Pretty sure we have COVID. Very thankful that we have very minimal symptoms, but I have lost work. I have struggled with the unemployment lines like you guys. Yeah, it's just I've really run the gamut of feelings and experiences, and I'm sure you have too. So I'm just sharing that to let you know that I'm here with you. I'm learning alongside you as a plant lady, and I'm also just living alongside you as a human in these crazy times. And I've never been more thankful for my plants, man. I mean, this hobby of plant care, plant friends, how lucky are we to be able to be isolated in our homes and have something to do besides watch Netflix, which, mind you, I have watched so much Netflix. I'm binging The West Wing for the first time. I watched Tiger King. I've watched it all. But I'm so thankful that I've been able to have some moments of mindfulness with my plants and just have them bring me some joy and just have some really beautiful things to look at while I've been in my apartment for like, I think we're on day 18 now. I've lost track. So this episode is just an extra mini episode for you guys. It's just me, but I have been so moved by these different movements, and I've been so inspired by different people and different companies and different movements in the horticultural space and also in the world. And I thought that I would just bring some inspiration to the airwaves today. You hear a lot of people, I've listened to so many podcasts about corona and the negative effects and how the sky is falling. And I just wanted to give you a moment to share some inspo, some inspiration and some positive vibes, because yes, this is freaking crazy. Man, it's so crazy what we're living through. But at the same time, it's kind of crazy beautiful. And I am trying to focus on that. So before we dive into my list of resources that I've compiled and stories that I've wanted to share with you, I just wanted to say thank you to our new Patreon supporters, my Patreon plant friends. Thank you, Jamie. Thank you, Charlotte. And thank you, Anastasia, for joining. I could cry when I think about the fact that you guys are still, even in this day and age, joining this community of Patreon plant friends that support Bloom and Grow Radio financially. The fact that you guys are offering to support the show right now is just mind-blowing. And I'm having so much fun seeing your beautiful faces. We're doing a weekly Zoom call for the Patreon plant friends once a week. People are dialing in from all over the world. We've had Australia, Chile, Canada, all across the country. And we talk about plants and we nerd out, and it's been really special. And we'll continue doing them in this period of isolation. So if you're a Patreon plant friend this week, we're going to be repotting together. So everyone will just have a plant that they're repotting, and we'll talk about repotting practices and just kind of hang. It's just been nice, the conversations that have popped up. So thank you to our new Patreon supporters. You guys are amazing. Also, because I'm on day 18 of quarantine, I've been making a lot of YouTube content for you guys, more than normal, and some of them are really fun. So this week is an episode, a YouTube video episode on prepping your plants for spring. I go over all of the things that I did in my apartment while prepping plants for spring and kind of teach you how. We've got repotting up there. We're going to have I just have some really fun things on my YouTube channel if you guys haven't checked it out yet and you have some time to binge. So go ahead and check out the YouTube channel. We decided to keep this episode unsponsored today, but if you wanted to, I would love for you to just reach out to one of your plant friends and give them some love. How special would it be? We're probably going to be isolated for another month. What if you took a few cuttings from your plants and rooted them in water or however you wanted to, and by the time the social distancing is over, the streets will be open and you can ship some of those plant cuttings or maybe swap some with your plant friends IRL. So reach out and make someone feel loved today and maybe start propagating those plants and sharing the plant love. So this is a crazy time for the horticultural industry, plant friends. So many plant shops and nurseries do not have the online ability to sell their plants and depend on their brick and mortar shops that people come into to buy plants, and now they can't. It's really interesting. You're seeing these different businesses pivot and try and just put something up really quickly. But are the people who support us by bringing us the plants that we want to support are suffering? And Summer Rain Oaks of Homestead Brooklyn, she is a friend of mine and an amazing plant lady in this space. You've all heard her. She's been on the show several times, and she has an amazing account and brand, Homestead Brooklyn, has come up with the most inspiring initiative. I'm so proud to know her and so proud to just be sharing it with you because it's so smart. So she started the Plant One Forward initiative. Her YouTube channel is called Plant One On Me. So her initiative is called Plant One Forward, and she's encouraging everyone to send someone you love a plant from an online plant vendor. So I'm going to let Summer Rain Oaks talk to you about why she started it and how to participate in it.
The idea behind Plant One Forward is actually quite simple. It's just that a lot of our plant shops and nurseries and garden centers all around the world, not just within New York, have had to shutter their doors or are thinking of innovative ways in order to be able to continue to thrive. And I know that one of the plant shops really closest to me had to let go of all their workers. And it's just so sad that some of these small businesses who were just starting or maybe have been going at it for a while have had to let go of all their workers and shutter their doors, and all businesses, not just plant businesses. But since we're such a plant loving community, I thought there could be a way that we could help out. And we buy plants anyway, so why not pick some of our favorite shops who are going through some stress during the pandemic? And plants also make wonderful gifts. So what if we just buy one plant from one shop that we love and send it to one person whom we love? And I think as a result, the Plant One Forward initiative is just one of those small things that we could do every day. And one plant arguably could affect at least three people, and three affects nine, and nine affects 27, and so on and so forth. And so I thought this was a very simple way in order to be able to really get behind a positive initiative during this time of self-isolation and sheltering in and probably high anxiety for a lot of us. So on my blog, I have a place now where people could see plant shops who are asking for help and who are maybe doing sales a little differently. Some of them are maybe just relying on online sales. Some of them are issuing out gift cards in order to help ride the tide. And some of them are doing local delivery or pickup at the curb, for example. Now, some of our plant shops can actually remain open, provided that they're doing some of the CDC guidelines, but they're going to have reduced traffic as well. And if we think about when plants get sold, usually it's around Easter and during the springtime when everybody starts planting their gardens. So I think this is going to impact plant shops and garden centers in many, many different ways. But again, there's just a way that we are able to help. Additionally, on the blog, if plant shops want to submit themselves to be a part of this list, the Plant One Forward initiative list, then they could do so too. It's just an automatic form, and then I get it, and then I approve it in the back end, and then it comes up on the public-facing spreadsheet that you'll see on my blog at homesteadbrooklyn.com/blog.
I am so thankful to Summerane Oaks for starting this initiative. I have hashtag plant one forward. I sent a friend in New York City who actually helped me figure out how to do the Zoom calls for the Patreon plant friend. I sent her a Peperomia Ginny from Plants by Post, who was last month's episode sponsor, and their discount still works for us. So if you're interested in sending one from them or just choosing your favorite online plant shop that you want to support and sending a plant to a friend or buying that, you know, like she said, buying a local gift card. There are so many different ways to support our local planty businesses. So her blog is linked in the show notes with a little bit of an overview. The blog is actually kind of a full overview written kind of essay, but all of the resources for Plant One Forward are in the show notes of this episode today if you want to go check it out and learn more. If you want to take advantage of the Plant One Forward movement and get something for yourself and send something to your friend, our friends at Steve's Leaves are doing something really fun and creative. They are Steve's Leaves. They're a grower in Dallas run by this guy, Steve. He's so wonderful, such a passionate guy, and his greenhouse is kind of legendary. They sell a lot of rare, hard-to-find plants, especially if you like begonias. Their begonia selection is unbelievable. But anyway, they're doing a promotion that if you buy a plant for yourself or for someone, they will send an air plant to a plant friend for you for the Plant One Forward movement. So the way that it works is you go, you put your plant in your cart, and then you search the item promo and you put the item promo in your cart on stevesleaves.com. And then you use the promo code hashtag plant one forward, and that will add an air plant, a free air plant to your cart. And then in the comment section for your order, you will put the name and the address of whoever you want to send the air plant to. So that's a really fun, creative way to use the Plant One Forward movement to spread the love and get a little something nice for yourself. So you can check that link in the show notes as well. The next movement that I wanted to talk about, which I think is super interesting, is the Cooperative Gardens Commission, which is also called the Victory Garden Movement. So the Victory Garden Movement was a result of World War I, when people were encouraged to grow as much food at home as possible to become self-sufficient. And at one point, Plant Friends, it was so successful that it was predicted that up to 40% of the country's vegetables and herbs were grown in either the community gardens, home gardens, or school gardens. So, in a response to the COVID pandemic in 2020, the Experimental Farm Network is swiftly pulling together the Cooperative Gardens Commission. So, it was originally named the Corona Victory Garden Network. So, you might have read about it there, but they've kind of rebranded and made it the Cooperative Gardens Commission. And they are pledging to help connect experienced gardeners with supplies to help their communities grow their own food. And it's super interesting. So, if you're interested, you can check out www.coogardens.org to pledge supplies or volunteer to help with the movement. I'm going to read a short selection from the Experimental Farm Network's website. We're urging people to grow as much food as they possibly can this year. We hope this effort will help people across the country and potentially in other countries as well provide themselves and their communities with healthy, fresh food, reduce our reliance on the faltering industrial food system, which is terrible for the environment and human health eventually, even when fully functioning, and make it easier for folks to stay in their communities and avoid further transmission of the virus. We hope people in cities will take over defunct community gardens and vacant lots and fill them with life once more. We hope people in towns and suburbs who normally work hard to keep their lawns green will instead rip up the grass and plant vegetable gardens. And we hope rural farmers who normally grow big fields of commodity crops, folks who know how to farm and have a great capacity to produce lots of food, will set aside at least a portion of their land and labor to grow fruits and vegetables for their neighbors and for those in need in nearby communities. They have an online survey that you can fill out if you have food production resources to share or if you're interested in starting a farm or a garden in your community. So all of those links are in the show notes and the associated blog for this post. I've always loved growing my small herbs and vegetables on my balcony, but plan friends, if I'm going to be isolating in New York City, I'm going ham. I also have been taking a bunch of courses at the New York Botanical Garden. So I learned how to like design my balcony garden and I'm just learning a lot, which I'm really excited to share with you guys in upcoming episodes. But plant friends, I have fully designed my balcony garden. I have ordered new planters. I am planning what I'm growing. I just pitched my landlord to install raised beds on the roof. We're not sure if that's going to go through. But I feel very inspired by this movement and I feel very inspired to try and learn more to grow more food. Number one, because it's fun. It's going to be a great hobby if we are going to be socially distancing. And if it can affect the community and the food network on a larger scale, then why the heck not? The only thing is, I was talking with Leslie Halleck about this a little bit offline, and she was just saying, you know, be careful because we're going to have a lot of people who have never grown vegetables and food before trying to do it, and it's not that simple. So make sure that if you are going to try, make sure you connect with your local gardeners. Make sure you read some books on gardening. Make sure you watch your YouTube videos. I'm taking Joe Lample's gardening course right now online. There's tons of online courses you can take as well, which we're going to cover later in the episode. But make sure you really empower yourself to do it successfully, because there's nothing worse than trying to grow food and investing in seeds and plants and soil and then failing. And something that was associated with the corona, with the Victory Gardens from World War I, was the trend died out after a few years because there were so many people that were unsuccessful. So just make sure that you empower yourself and you know what you're doing, or you at least try to know what you're doing, which is really where I'm at. I'm just trying my best, you know? Another fun thing that a company is doing that is inspiring is Grow It, which is an app, a community resource garden app. Grow It is doing a 1,000 plant giveaway. So they're giving away 1,000 free plants through April 19th. And the way that you enter is by participating in the Spring Is Not Canceled giveaway conversation on the Grow It app. So you download the app and you participate in that conversation. And the winner is going to get a houseplant delivered right to their door via a local small business or a grower in Florida, or they'll get a gift card to their favorite local garden center. So Grow It is viewing this as a way to help support local plant shops and garden centers by buying the plants that they're giving away to their community. So if you're interested in participating in that giveaway, go check it out. Another company that's doing something really amazing and interesting is Little Prince Growers out in Oregon. They are a grower. They grow wild stuff. They have a lot of really cool stuff and they do sell online. They've got succulents, air plants, ferns, begonias, perennials, annuals. They've got great stuff for outdoors as well. They're a wonderful company. They're in Oregon and they have an online shop fully built out, and they have had an online shop fully built out. So what they're doing is, in an effort to help bring a little bit of income to the nurseries, garden centers, and plant shops that can sell online, they have created what they're calling Garden Center 911. So these companies apply on Little Prince Growers and then direct their normal customers to buy on Little Prince Growers' website. And then Little Prince Growers is giving a 20% commission to that company. So if I'm a nursery and I can't sell plants because my nursery had to get shut down because of COVID, I send an email to all of my customers saying, I can't supply to you, but if you could buy from Little Prince Growers, because we've partnered with them and we're getting a percentage of the commission. So this, I thought, was just a really creative way for little prince growers to also help their own business, but also give back to those that also need their businesses stimulated. So I've actually signed up because Bloom and Grow also is suffering a little bit from this. We've had sponsors pull out. We're trying to figure out, we're not really sure what the next 6 months is going to look like in terms of sponsor partnerships. And just also Bloom and Grow is limited to what we can shoot because we're stuck in our apartment and we can't go out and about and do tours. So if you are interested in buying plants from Little Prince Growers, you can use my link, and 20% of the proceeds will go towards Bloom and Grow and keeping the show up and running. But I would also highly considering you sharing that link with nurseries and plant shops and garden centers that need it. Tell them about the program and then support those garden centers. So thank you, Little Prince Growers, for doing that. That is very cool. Now, I want to talk about a few things that you can do to stay sane and empower yourself and come out on the other side of this moment of social distancing stronger and more confident as a plant parent. So something that I have been finding that has been really helpful is maintaining structure in my life. So I do a 9 a.m. workout every day. I work out with my gym on Zoom, so I have to show up because it is live. And then Plant Friends, I've been taking as many online courses as humanly possible. I am on an online course binge right now because there are so many amazing online courses, and now a lot of these companies that didn't have online courses are pivoting and putting all their courses online. So currently, personally, I'm taking Soil Science 101 at New York Botanical Garden. I'm taking Bee School by Marie Forleo, which is actually an online business program that I'm loving. I'm taking, last night I took a botanical watercolor class. And then I'm also taking Joe Lample from Joe Gardner's Fundamentals of Organic Vegetable Gardening course. So I wanted to go through, there are a lot of amazing educational offerings, some that are free, some that are paid, that I wanted to break down for you guys in case you're interested. So obviously, the best free video resource is going to be YouTube. Because I'm planning my balcony garden, I've been watching a lot of gardening YouTubes lately. There's so many amazing planty YouTubers, but lately I've been watching Joe Gardner's YouTube channel, Epic Gardening, Garden Answer, and Homestead Brooklyn for all of my outdoor gardening, container gardening setup needs. And also I just love Homestead Brooklyn's channel. It's amazing. And if you have YouTube channels that you suggest, why don't you head over to today's Instagram post that's promoting this episode and share who else, and I can update the blog with other people to binge on YouTube. And also, the New York Botanical Garden has created an online at-home hub, which is a one-stop shop for all of their free online content. So you can do virtual tours of the garden. You can do virtual tours of the current exhibits at the garden. They have plant guides. They have a ton of videos. I didn't even realize this. They have their own YouTube channel. They have recipes for kids. They have amazing blogs about gardening. And then they have links to the online courses that I'm taking and so much more. So you can go check that out. And once again, everything is linked in the show notes. In terms of paid courses, there's so much. There's so much out there, and I am loving it. So New York Botanical Garden has pivoted and is now putting all of the amazing courses that they offer at the garden online. Plant Friends, I've taken their courses in person in their resource center in Midtown. I took Fundamentals of Gardening, which I loved, and now I'm taking Soil Science 101, which I am having the best time with. We do all sorts of soil experiments, and I'm learning so much. I can't wait to make an episode for you guys when it's done. And then I am going to start taking Plant Science 101 starting April 23rd. So if any of you guys are interested in taking Plant Science 101 with me, we can be little study buddies. So let me know. Please let me know on Instagram or via email if you end up taking Plant Science 101. It starts April 23rd, and it's an evening class, so you could work all day and then take the course with me at night. It's going to be linked in the show notes in case you want to join. Another online course series that I've been loving is Craft Jam. So Craft Jam does crafting classes in New York City, and now they've put all of their courses online. Last night, I took botanical watercolor, which I loved. It was just an hour and a half, and the instructor taught us how the basics of watercolor and then how to do watercolor flowers. So I learned roses, tulips, black-eyed Susans, like all sorts of stuff, and then we made like a botanical watercolor wreath at the end. which I love. They also have floral embroidery. And then I'm also taking their calligraphy course on Saturday. So I, once again, guys, I've like kind of gone off the handles with all the online courses I'm taking, but I'm finding it so fun. And if I can enrich myself in this period of social distancing, who knows what I'll be able to do for the community when I'm done, or just for myself when we can be with each other again, right? So they're linked in the show notes. Leslie Halleck, our favorite plant nerd. She's been on the show so many times. She has garden consultations and business consultations because she's an industry expert. And she has massively discounted her rates for the time of this pandemic. I actually hired her and took an hour of her time to work on a project that I'm going to release to you guys next week. So she kind of advised for me. But if you are a first-time gardener and you want to design your garden, she does garden consultations on Zoom with you. So the link is in the show notes to go check out her rates because she is awesome and could personally help you design your garden. And also our friend Rooney Bloom, you know him from the cannabis series, but he's an amazing botanical bro out in Denver. He launched his online shop and he actually is doing a 4-part educational series for kids on learning how to grow plants from seeds for the month of April. So it's linked in the show notes. Check it out. You could have your kids take this online course and they're going to learn how to grow plants from seeds. That could be a really fun way to start them young. Start our plant friends young, right? And then in terms of local New York City offerings, Farm One, we interviewed Rob, the founder of Farm One, for the hydroponics episode on Bloom and Grow. It's a hydroponic farm in New York City that grows rare herbs and flowers and distributes them to high-end restaurants across New York. But because the restaurant because the restaurants that they're supplying to have closed, they have the surplus of herbs and flowers and no one to sell it to. So they're now offering to sell to folks at home for their home quarantine creations. So if you're in the New York City area and you're getting your cook on, which Billy and I have, we've been cooking dinner every night and we have a special date night once a week where we make something extra special. You can actually order their super rare, like edible flowers and wild, crazy basils and different herbs. You can order them and they will deliver them to your door. So you could check that out if you want. You can also buy a gift card to use when the farm reopens after social distancing is over to tour, because touring the farm is also super fun. And then another thing that I loved, New York City-based advertising agency CSM launched hashtag Experience Good, which is a campaign to collectively celebrate the ideas and people adapting to the sudden shift in what live experiences mean in the midst of this unprecedented crisis. So like Bloom and Grow, I was planning to do a huge large-scale event for you guys in New York City this spring, which is absolutely not going to happen. So people in the live event industry are really having to pivot, and they have collected all of these really interesting, inspirational stories of different businesses. So if you're in the live event space, if you're a business owner, you might want to just check this website out for some inspiration and see what other people are doing. On a larger scale, plant friends, this one had me in tears when I was reading about it online. My best friend is a writer for the Washington Post. She heads up the Power Up newsletter. If you don't already subscribe to it, Power Up is Washington Post's daily newsletter that you get, which is unbelievable. It kind of goes over everything that's happened in the news cycle the day before. They featured this, and so I'm basically pulling this from the newsletter, but GiveDirectly is the leading global NGO specializing in delivering digital cash transfers. They have worked across 8 countries. They've helped people in Houston after Harvey. They've helped people in the most remote parts of Uganda. And now they've turned their attention to those in need in the U.S. in response to COVID. And particularly, they're working to help Americans who are on SNAP, which is basically food stamps, to get financial relief in households, because people who are in the SNAP program are at high risk of losing their jobs. So I'm about to read you something I'm quoting from the April 2nd edition of Washington Post's Power Up. We're working specifically with people on food assistance, Michael Fay, the president and co-founder of GiveDirectly, told Power Up. 80% of these people will have lost work or received a reduction in wages. The urgency of the crisis cannot be understated. The difference between getting someone a check or buying a load of groceries now versus waiting a month or so is pretty meaningful. This nonprofit has committed to doing $10 million of cash transfers of $1,000 each to 9,000 American families. They've also rolled out their their hashtag Pass the Check Pledge. This is encouraging Americans who are about to receive government checks, even though they might not need it, to donate their check or donate a portion of their check to help a low-income family. To quote Michael again, to the extent that you are in a fortunate position, we're asking you to give your check to someone in more need, Faye told us. Do the math. If 1% of the population doesn't need their check and donates it, that's $3.5 billion. So this isn't planty, but man, I'm still tearing up when I'm reading about this. This is just a tremendous way to help humans. I mean, we love plant people. This episode is primarily to support plant people, but we're all humans. And this pandemic is so unbelievably equalizing. Movie stars are getting it. Billionaires are getting it. And people that are going to be in real financial struggle are also getting it. And if you can help, you should help if you can. So if you want to learn more, you can go to givedirectly.org. And the link is in the show notes. So Plant Friends, people all over the country are doing amazing things to help those in need in this time in crisis, in which none of us could have prepared for. It is scary, it is unnerving, and it is at times completely beautiful. This pandemic is horrible and it's wreaking havoc on our economic and healthcare systems, but the silver linings will come out of this. People are quarantining, sometimes not to help themselves, but to help others not get sick. Neighbors are offering to do grocery runs for those unable to go outside in these conditions. Old friends are connecting over Zoom. Families and couples are reconnecting in quarantine in deeper ways than they ever could have. This period of isolation is causing us all to just slow down for a minute and be present, just like plant care. How lucky are we to have plant care as a hobby in this time? I know I've said it before and I will say it again. So, my plant friend, how can you help? Maybe you are in a position to donate, which would be amazing, but there are also a lot of ways that you can support people that aren't even financial. Check in on a friend who you know is alone in quarantine, share an uplifting story on social media, be like my friend and bake a birthday cake for her friend whose birthday got canceled because of social distancing and drop it off on her doorstep. Prepare some cuttings of plants to send to people who you want to feel loved, or just take some time for yourself to go ham on YouTube videos or gardening books or online classes to increase your own plant care knowledge. If you have the means, support a local plant shop using the Plant One Forward initiative. Donate to an organization that's meaningful or send money to a friend or family member in need. Or maybe buy some educational books for yourself. And plant friends, you know I'm going quarantine crazy and I'm making a ton of fun free content for you. And I have a ton of free content for you to consume and educate yourself. If you've got time, follow me along on Instagram. I've been much more active these days, letting you know my planty workspace and my plant care routine and all the weird planty things I'm doing, like planty workouts and stuff. Check out the Bloom and Grow YouTube channel. And of course, we have almost 90 free hours of educational content for you on Bloom and Grow Radio. So scroll down the feed and binge, baby. And make sure that you share whatever episodes, videos, or posts that resonate with you with your communities. My plant friends, no matter what you do in this time, make sure that you are kind to yourself and that you are kind to others. And until next time, keep blooming and keep growing. Make new plant friends, propagate knowledge, and grow some freaking joy. That's the motto of the Growing Joy Garden Society app and platform, otherwise known as the plantiest and kindest corner of the internet. If you've been an OG listener or a longtime listener, you might also know this app and platform as the Bloom and Grow Garden Party, but with the rebrand, we've rebranded it to the Growing Joy Garden Society. No trolls allowed, kind plant friends only. And if you haven't heard about the society yet, Plant Friend, you got to join. It's my online community that you can access via iOS or Android app or on your computer that I built to connect our international community of plant friends so we can all nerd out together about plants and celebrate our passion for our beloved plant babies. We have members literally all over the world. I'm so in love with this community of sweet plant friends. I can't say enough amazing things about them. But also, there's a lot of really cool features about the app you might be interested in. There's dedicated hashtags to all sorts of different subsects of planty passions like houseplants, gardening, plant-inspired DIY projects, growing joy, plants and pets, and so many more. There's a plantrepreneur group, so if you're a planty entrepreneur and you want to connect with other planty entrepreneurs, you can join that group to connect and network. There's a plant swap section. Plus, the entire app, and this is my favorite part, is entirely searchable. So say you want to learn more about Hoya, you type the word Hoya into the search bar, and literally every post ever created about Hoya will pop up, so you can click in, see what other people have been posting about Hoya, and learn on your own and crowdsource hair information. It's so cool. But last but not least, it's an amazing way to support the show. Your monthly membership not only goes to sustaining the platform, but it also supports my team of editors, writers, and a community manager that help the world of Bloom and Grow keep growing. So come join us. All you got to do is go to jointhegardensociety.com and sign up for the community plan. Once again, you go to jointhegardensociety.com and click the community plan. Hot take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test, because plant friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible. So I made this cutie little plant parent personality quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about five key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right houseplants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results.